This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Northern Ireland is betting big on the economic benefits of film, TV, and video games, building on the success of HBO's Game of Thrones, which did a lot of filming there. Northern Ireland is investing millions of dollars into becoming a center for high-tech production, the BBC's Hannah McCarthy reports.
Game of Thrones injected tens of millions of dollars into the region's economy, which has struggled to provide high-skilled job opportunities for young people after decades of political conflict. Film director-turned-technology entrepreneur Hugh McGorry used to teach film at Queen's University in Belfast.
A lot of the students that I was working with ended up getting world-class experience by working at high levels on Game of Thrones.
Much of the HBO series was shot at a studio in the Docklands of Belfast, where the towering yellow cranes of the old shipbuilders Harland and Wolff still pierce the skyline. McGorry says Game of Thrones has had a hugely positive impact on the region.
On its community, but also the impact on tourism and general self-esteem. You have to remember that we're coming out of a long period of conflict.
McGorry says the world of TV and film production is innovating and moving away from traditional film sets and on-site locations.
What's coming is artificial intelligence. This isn't an incremental shift. This is a totally radical shift.
Northern Ireland is eager to be at the forefront of this AI revolution and is developing a studio equipped for world-class TV, film and gaming production.
We are building out one of the, if not the most advanced currently, virtual production studio complexes being built anywhere in the world right now.
At a cost of nearly $100 million, Studio Ulster will open later this year in the Belfast docks. CEO Declan Keeney says it will have pioneering stages encased in walls of high-definition screens.
We can create real light from these walls and we can film what we call in-camera visual effects.
He says it will transform the way movies are shot.
So for example, in Belfast, we could create Morocco by bringing in sand and creating, you know, in the round, projecting the horizon in Morocco. And so, you know, it transforms what's possible.
Keeney believes that the economic power of film, TV and gaming is not fully recognised, even though government figures show that the creative industries are worth around $135 billion to the UK.
Creative industries contribute more per year to the economy in the UK and Northern Ireland than if you combined aerospace and life sciences and the automotive sectors.
Most importantly, the Studio Ulster CEO says that the creative sector could stem the brain drain from Northern Ireland, offering young people a chance to stay and work here.
We are creating an environment where you can work on anything from very small scale projects, build your portfolio, your skill sets and your capability, all the way up to AAA productions.
Northern Ireland is hoping, as well as creating more jobs, that the high-tech investment will put it at the cutting edge of virtual and digital screen production in the future. In Belfast, I'm the BBC's Hannah McCarthy for Marketplace.